This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1118. 1 minute for 8+ IELTS vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2 minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Today you'll learn high-scoring idioms and slang, all with the word minute, to use on your next IELTS speaking exam. So take a hot minute to listen, learn, and enjoy improving your IELTS score.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning, Aubrey. How are you?
Great. I feel like it's been a minute since we talked.
It has been a minute. You know, for a minute, I thought today was Friday, and it's totally not. It's just Tuesday. It's so weird.
Oh, that's the worst when I do that. And I'm like, oh, now this week's going to feel forever long. Longer than a minute.
Okay, I didn't actually think that, guys. So. I was just trying to use another minute phrase. We're going to teach you amazing, amazing phrases, all with the word minute. These are idioms. This is slang. These are amazing phrases to use on IELTS speaking and informal general training letters. So, guys, definitely listen up today and write down 3 or 4 of the phrases that you really like and you want to use. But before we get to that, guys, I want to remind you that we are doing a share contest this month for IELTS Energy. So, guys, if you go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest, what you see is you sign up. And it's just your name and email. It's super easy. And then you get your personal share link and you share that. And you get a chance to win free transcripts or a free class with one of us. So, guys, definitely go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest and share the love of IELTS Energy.
Yes, I love it. I love when anyone shares us on social media or the podcast and lets us know. That makes my day. It makes me so happy. So I'm excited we're doing this and give back.
It's so awesome. It's so awesome. And you guys can win prizes. And it's so easy, guys. Yes. So the top 2 sharers that share the most, they get to win prizes. So allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. All right. So we use minute a lot more than I thought.
I know. This came up the other day. I was at a NFL football game, actually. And one friend said, it's been a minute since. So he used one version, meaning that it had been a long time. And then immediately after, just like you and I did at the beginning of this episode, the other friend was like, oh, for a minute, I thought you said da-da-da, using a meaning that actually means for a very short amount of time. And it hit me really hard. Like,
That's
whoa,
so
those
funny.
Are totally opposite meanings of the exact same word. And I started thinking about all the expressions and idioms and ways we use the word minute. It's crazy.
It's so funny. That's so funny that those two phrases are opposite, right? So, guys, if you're asked in speaking part 1, for example, how often do you exercise, right? That's super common. Or how often do you go to the cinema? This would be a perfect phrase if it means it's been a long time. right? Yes. I mean, the world has changed. We've all had to change our habits. So you could say, like, to be honest, it's been a minute since I actually went to the gym. And it means it's been a long time.
Yes, so good. If you're asked if you keep in touch with friends from childhood, be like, oof, it's been a minute since I saw any friends from when I was a kid.
It's so slangy and idiomatic. Yes. Oh, man, that's such a great phrase. That's band nine right there, guys. Band a nine. All right, what's the next phrase?
Yeah, so this meaning of just a very short amount of time to say, for a minute, I thought you said this, or for a minute, I thought it was Tuesday, and then I realized it's Friday. And you, it's a little more literal, like it was a minute that I thought that, and then I realized I was wrong.
Yeah, totally. So again, like, it's more literal, right? But it's not just like an actual minute. It is an idiom. It just means for a short time, right?
Right.
So maybe like in a part two, if you say like, what did you want to be when you grew up or whatever? And you're like, for a minute, I wanted to be a cowboy, but then I realized I didn't want to smell horses all day or whatever. Like, you can use it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, if you're describing a party, you'd be like, oof, I arrived and for a minute I thought it was not going to be fun. There weren't a ton of people. There wasn't good food. And then I realized it was okay.
Yeah, totally. I love it. So the next idiom, guys, is it also means for a short time. It's emphasizing the short-termness of what you're saying for a hot minute. So, for example, you could be like, well, for a hot minute, I totally had a crush on this coworker, but then I realized that he was a horrible person. Okay, that's a bad example, but
I hear this a lot for fashion trends. Someone will be
totally.
Oh, people are using scrunchies. That's going to be popular for a hot minute, and then we're going to be done.
I wish the little backpack trend was a hot minute trend, because I really am annoyed with little backpacks. I don't know why. This is like
little backpacks. You brought this up before. It kills me.
I don't like little backpacks. Okay, so New York Minute. How is that different than a hot minute?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, this is like very fast, but also pretty serious. Like I'm gonna do that in a New York minute. And I feel like this is where we're talking about like your cab's going to arrive in a New York minute. It's something that's going to come fast and be very not succinct, but like efficient. Right. We do something very efficiently. We're doing it in a New York minute.
Yeah, so it just means like super fast. Mm-hmm. That's all it is, right?
Super not fast. Messing around. We're not wasting time here. Just like people in New York don't, right? They're not wasting time.
Right? That's the idiomatic meaning. Totally. So not a minute too soon. This is a phrase, guys. This is an idiom, this whole phrase. Not a minute too soon. It just means like you
– timely.
Yeah, like you realize something or you did something like at the last minute before it all went wrong, right? So it's like – before I left my house, I realized that I forgot my mask not a minute too soon because I had to go pick up my son at his school or something like that. It's just like you realize something or you did something like at the last second.
Yes, exactly. It happened right when it needed to. And if you did it any later, there would have been a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is a really good one. I could see you using this for part one and part two for sure.
Totally.
If any time you're talking about almost being late or almost missing something, you're like, I caught the bus and not a minute too soon. It pulled up right as I arrived and I almost missed it.
You know, and there's even a question in that first group of speaking part one questions sometimes where they're like, it would be a second or third group of questions about transport. How did you get to the test center today? I've always thought that was such a weird question.
It is weird.
But that is an IELTS speaking test question. You could be like, oof, I got here not a minute too soon. I was almost super late.
Yes, that's so good. Okay, the next one, we say, like, not for a minute did I think that. And we want to really emphasize here how quick something was, that it really didn't happen very long. And I hear it mostly in this context, where if someone says, you know, did you think I said that terrible thing about you? And you'd say, not for a minute did I think that. And you're telling them it didn't happen at all.
Yeah. So this means never. Exactly.
Never.
Yeah.
Yes.
It means never, guys. So if you're asked about your opinion, right, like in speaking part three, you could say, like, not for a minute did I think that social media would be healthy for society, or not for a minute did I think that I would get a 4 on IELTS because I studied so much and I know I'm amazing.
And you notice we're using it in the context of thinking something, because it does have to be about something that could have a duration of time. You would not say, like, not for a minute did I eat a donut. No, you would just say, I didn't eat a donut. I never ate a donut, because there's no time duration there. That's key for this idiom.
This really is only used with stative verbs, right? State verbs like think and want, right? Not for
feel.
A minute. Feel. Yes. Mm-hmm. Not for a minute did I want to not go to college. Not there for a go. Minute mm-hmm. did I want to stay in my hometown.
There you go.
So many ways that we could use this on IELTS.
I love how you had to add the double negative for going to college, because you're like, I'm not even going to say not for a minute did I want to go to college. I have to say,
I know.
Not for a minute did I not want to go to college.
I know. Oh my gosh. I'm so worried about role modeling. I was talking to a friend last night, like, how important it is for us to, like, we always overthink everything we're doing because we want to be the best role models for our children. And just like all the pressure that puts on you sometimes, because you're just like, oh my God,
seriously,
what is the best decision that he needs to see right now? And it's not even like, what do I want to do? It's like, what do I want him to see me do?
Totally. And it gets more and more extreme the older they get. The more observant they are, the more they're aware of everything you're doing. I know.
Oh my gosh. James asks me to justify everything, which I know can be annoying, but I think is important. And I do that.
For
like
sure.
If I tell him not to do something or to do something, and he's like, but why? And like, so I tell him, like, and sometimes I realize, oh wait, you actually don't have to do that. Never mind.
Or like, I know.
Anyway, self-awareness. That's my goal. That's my focus right now. Okay. What is the last phrase, Aubrey?
Yeah. So this is a really fun idiom, a phrase where we say there's a sucker born every minute.
So fun.
And we're going to use this when someone has been a sucker, which means you've fallen for something. Maybe you were a fool. Someone made a fool of you. You believed a scam. Maybe something like that happened. And we just kind of laugh and say, well, there's a sucker born every minute. Meaning like, it happens to all of us.
You know, I just thought of a part three topic that you could use this for, guys. If you're talking about the news and media, right?
Oh,
or like the
yes.
spread of fake news, the spread of disinformation. You could be like, why do people believe everything they see online, right? That's a total IELTS part three question. And yes, this is an informal idiom for sure. Don't use it in writing, but you can use it in speaking part three. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So you could be like, I mean, honestly, there's a sucker born every minute. I mean, no matter what you put out there, there's going to be someone that thinks it's true.
Yeah, it's true. If you're asked about conspiracy theories, this would be perfect. You're like, I don't buy into them, but there's a sucker born every minute. A lot of people believe this stuff.
I don't buy into something. Maybe that was on All Ears English. I don't remember. Maybe it was IELTS Energy. But to buy into something means you believe it. That's such a great phrase.
Yes.
All right, guys. So remember, we want to teach this vocab and all of our IELTS strategies to everyone out there. And it would really help the show, guys, and help us as teachers. And we want to share the IELTS message, guys. Help us share this podcast with more people. It's super easy. It doesn't take that long. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. Sign up and you get a link. You could share it on social media. You could share it on by email, text. It makes it so easy, guys.
AllEarsEnglish.com. Yes, and you have a chance to win fun prizes.
Yeah, prizes.
So what are you waiting for?
Who doesn't
go
like
do
prizes?
It right now. I know.
All right, Aubrey. Well, enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you next week.
Awesome. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.